What a good book. I should buy another one of these. What? Oh, hi, James from Ingvid. I'm just looking at my book here, and it seems E has a question. Let's go take a look. So what's that, E? I won the race. I won the race. You don't know the difference? Do you know the difference? Today we're going to work on homophones. I'm going to explain what they are and give you some very common examples that you've probably made mistakes with, but I'm going to help you today to clear them up. You ready? Let's go to the board. Well, I said homophones, and I know there are some of you out there that are grammar nerds, and you're going to say, oh, homophones, homograms, da-da. I'm going to break it down and say, when we talk about homo, it means the same, the same. And in this case, a homograph is something that is written, graphic. It is written like a picture. And when we say homophone, I'm sure you have a cell phone, like cell phone. We call it a phone because it's the sound. With a cell phone, we deal with sounds. And with homographs, we deal with what is written. Today, I really want to concentrate more on homophones, which are words that are going to sound the same. So let's take a look. Homophones are words that sound the same, but they are different. Forgot a period here. And an example would be bear and bear, okay? Or weather and weather. And I've had many students ask me, what's the difference? They go, how do you pronounce it? I know it looks the same or almost the same. And I say, it sounds the same. They go, why? They mean vastly or very different things. And I go, yes, you're right. And I'm going to help you see the difference. Now, the problem with a homophone, of course, is when you say it, you don't know how it's spelt. And we use the spelling to tell us that it's a different meaning. A secret to that is context. And I'll go through a couple of examples a little later on and show you what I mean by if you listen to the context, you will have an idea of what they mean. As I said, a homograph are words that are written the same but have different meanings. But because I'm not going to go into homographs right now, I'm not going to give you the examples. I'm going to give you the examples for the homophones here. And if you notice, I have something that looks like a calculator or some buttons you can press on a dial for a phone. And I did that because in some of these, we can use the homophones to show or illustrate the difference. So let's do the first one here. One and one. If you noticed, E had a problem with I won the race, I won the race. To be honest, once again, it's a homophone. The sound is exactly the same. But the context will tell us what the difference is. One is clearly number one. I have one friend, a number. But when I won a race, because it's a competition, I can go, oh, it's W-O-N. That's our first homophone. We did number one. Let's look at number two. Because I'm smart like that, I did two and two. In this case, two, the number two, you know it, right? One, two, three. We have another two, this one here, which can be used both in the infinitive form and a preposition. Examples, I want to buy is an infinitive form. We're going to the store, right? We can use that as a preposition to, where we're to or from, when we're using it like that. And this one I like as well, to, T-O-O. I say this is what we call, there's too many O's or it's excessive in English, meaning that it's more than you want. An example is, it's too, my coffee is too hot, I cannot drink it. Cool? All right. That's the number two. Notice the homophone, they all sound the same. So if you're going, well, why is he teaching us? It's just so you know, when you see these words, do not change how you say them. The pronunciation is the same. But know when you're writing them or in the sentence you're saying them, or when you're writing it down, because that's what we're really looking at, it should be written differently for different instances. This is for the number, this is for the preposition or infinitive, and this is for excessive, when something's too much. This costs too much money, more than I want to pay. Cool? Now let's go to number three, your and your. These are different. I know a lot of students have a problem, they look, teacher's the same. Well, this is possessive, this is a possessive pronoun. Your car, right? Your house. Well, while we're looking at this, this is a contraction for you are. You're looking good today. You're a nice guy. Okay? So we've got a possessive and a contraction here. Different. In this case, break and break. Some of you may not know what this means, so I'll explain it. Break. In your car, you have a brake, which is you press the gas, you're driving, and to slow the car down, you put your foot on the other one, the other pedal, which is a brake. So if you have a pedal, I don't know if you can see my foot, I'm pushing the brake. To think Flintstones. You're running your car, then you need to stop. You put your foot down, you put on the brakes. It means to stop. Well, this one, to break is like, I broke it. You can break an arm, break a glass, break a leg, if you're in the movie industry. Okay, so they sound the same once again, but they're written differently, so you have to listen to the context. Did you break the glass? Psh! Put on the brakes, we're driving too fast. Number three. Oh, sorry, that was number six. I'm jumping around because I'm all over the board. But let's go to number four, bear and bear. The bear is in the woods today. Do, 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 do. Arr! Bear. If you speak English and you're wondering about this lesson, I know, but hopefully that made you smile because that's like an old time memory of yours, right? Okay, so bear. Bear is in the woods. It's an animal. Now, bear, like my arms, woo, wow, wow, means nothing is there. Nothing is on it. An example. If you go to the refrigerator, and there is no food in your refrigerator, the refrigerator is bare. It's empty. Nothing is there. When I go in the shower, I go bare naked. I have no clothes on. Don't even think about it. Stop thinking about me naked. Actually, that might make you sick. You should stop immediately. But that's bare and bare sound exactly the same, but context makes them different. Okay? Now let's go over here. I'm going to go to five. Finally, number five, weather or weather. Weather. Is it sunny? Is it raining? Weather, whether you like it or not. Think of if. That's not the best example. I'm not going to go into a long explanation for weather here, but you can liken it, think it's similar to the word if you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, we're going to go, right? Whether I speak too quickly or not, you still have to learn this lesson. That's why I said, sorry, I was going too fast. But in this case, as I said, context will help you. It doesn't matter if you say the weather is nice or whether he helps you or not. It doesn't matter. But when you write it down, remember we talked about homographs? Like when you write something down, that's when it matters. Because some people will get this confused. And actually, there are English people who write weather like this on paper because they actually don't know that this weather is the correct one. Don't be one of those people. It's and it's. Yeah, I can understand why that's tough, because in this case, they almost look exactly the same. So you're going, what's the difference? Well, this one, it's, is a pronoun showing possession, like it's house. It's talking about, let's say, an animal or a thing, it belongs to them. Well, this is a contraction for it is. They are not the same at all. So be careful when you're writing or even when you're reading it. In this case, reading it, you can clearly see that each one of these words, it's very different, but this one is so close you might make the mistake of thinking it's the same when they are not. Okay, this is the correction contraction for it is something. It is happy. Well, it's its coat, referring to an object, all right, and it belongs to that object. Are we okay? That's like similar to the word we have your up here, okay? It's possessive. Don't confuse it. Ah, and speaking of possessives and thinking of confusing words, there, there, there. If you read British novels, you'll hear them go, there, 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 there now. Be good. There, there. No, they are not saying there, there, there because they're confused which one to read. It's older English. But we do have a problem here because there means belong to. Their house, their coat, their country, their car. There here, even though it's strange, we say there very quickly. It's a contraction for they are. They are happy, they are moving, but they sound the same, but they're not. It's not possessive, it's they are, similar to what we're doing here. And then there's this word, here or there. You're going to say, James, did you say there? Depends. Listen to the context of the sentence. I haven't lived there in 20 years. They're a nice couple. We went to dinner with them last week. Their house is nice. Context tells you the difference. The sound will not. Cool? All right. So, now I'm going to do my final one, which I like a lot. Well, I don't. It reminds me of my principal from high school, is principal and principal. In North America, we have the person who's in charge of a high school or a public school, we call them the principal. I hated my principal in high school. And I'm actually just joking. But I thought, Mrs. Sakanya, if you're still alive, you are the best vice principal ever. We use this word for a principal like this. Now, if you have moral rules that you follow, we talk about this one, principal. Don't you have any principles? And that's like moral laws, like always tell the truth. Be kind to people not strong or old people. Older people, because I'm getting old. Okay. All right. What are your principles? What are the things you believe in? Okay. So when we look at this principle here and principle here, once again, it's they sound the same, but you can clearly see when I write them, they're different. And it's only the context, which means it's the way in which someone says it when you're listening, where you go, ah, he means this principle. Cool? All right. So I would like to do a little bit more with it. We've gone to my special magical calculator and found out 9 different homophones. Let's see what we can do with them with a little bit of a quiz, and I'll throw in a little extra for you. You ready? As always, after we learn something, I like to give us a little bit of a quiz. Don't forget, after you finish watching the video, to go to Ingvid and actually do the quiz we put there for you. So, let's just see how well you've learned. But before I go to the quiz, I give you a bonus, and I'm going to give you a bonus now of 3 very common homophones. Then I'm going to give you some homework that you can do when you leave this particular video. But first, let's look at the homophones. Hear, hear. You've heard that before. Did you hear me? I need to go here. Here is an adverb for location. Remember we talked about there and there, like there and here? Well, in this case, here, adverb of location. I live here. What about here? Oops, I made a mistake. You couldn't hear it because I wrote it incorrectly. But what I meant to write was here. Are you listening to me? Did you hear what I said? So in this case, we've got an adverb of location and we've got a verb for listening. Then we've got than and then. Than is comparative. He is taller than her. This is sweeter than that. But then is for time. In this case, the difference is very small. For an English person, it's very clear. I have known her longer than you have. But by then, we will go. For us, it's very clear. But for some of you guys, I know it's a little bit of a homophone. Okay? An is what's important in than, if you want to hear the difference, the actual difference. And this N is sound like a capital letter, then. And that's the difference in sound. Most of you don't pick it up, but I just had to let you know. And I called it a homophone. So please, grammar nerds, don't get on me and say, James, they're very different. I'm talking about students who are learning English. They have a difficult time with this, and I want them to know what the differences are. So when they hear these words in a sentence, remember we talked about context. When they said, I finished dinner at 9 o'clock, I will meet you then, you know, at 10 o'clock or something, they will go, okay, that must be the time one versus this is bigger than that, which is comparative, okay? So yes, it's not a perfect homophone, but I'm also looking at the problems that most students hear or have when they listen to words. And this one, bye, bye, bye. I think it's Backstreet Boys, bye, bye, bye. Anyway, go check it out. You know, they got that video where they're all like, bye, bye, bye. In this case, when we say bye, use money to pay for something to get it. I want to buy a pen, for instance. I will pay for it to get it. The next one is bye, which is a short form for goodbye. When someone says, bye-bye, I'm leaving, goodbye. And the final one is bye for a preposition. you can leave the pen by the desk, right? I got here by bus. So these are three very common homophones. So I've given you an extra bonus. And now I would like to go to the board and we're going to do our quiz. You will notice that each sentence has an A or a B, and each one has a homophone there. What I want you to do is, because I'm going to read it to you, think about the context of the sentence and figure out which one is correct. Because remember, if I say weather or weather, it really doesn't matter. It's the same. But now that it's written, can you use the context to understand which one would be the correct one in the sentence? Are you ready? Let's go. Mystery asked me to meet him at the park if the weather was nice. Which one should it be? Well, it's a park. And the park you usually want to go when it's what? Sunny. We're talking about weather. This one is the correct one. There's no if was nice. It was the weather. The actual sun was out. The clouds were out. It's a nice day. It's very warm. If the weather was nice. Correct. Good on you. Let's try the next one. I need to buy some milk and bread today. Okay. Were you saying goodbye to anybody? No. Were you standing by something? No. You want to buy. That means pay. Remember, we just did this one over here. We talked about pay for something. You want to buy some milk and bread. Cool. Not bad. You're doing pretty well. Bye. I thought you were going to go for the first one, but you're smarter than that. Let's do number three. She told her worker they're not open after 9 p.m. It's the second time I fixed something on the board. This is not good. Okay, now let's take a look. She told her worker they're not open after 9 p.m. This is a tough one because you got three choices. Which one do you think it is? Good for you. Remember the contraction? The worker, they are not open. So it's B. They are not open after 9 p.m. We're using the contraction there. All right, cool. We're doing pretty well. We got two more to go. Let's see what we can do. The cat licked its paw after it had eaten dinner. Wow, man, this one's tough because they almost look the same except for that little apostrophe up there. What would it be? I'm going to give you a little bit of a hand or a hint. I'm going to help you with something. A paw is, right? Because cats have paws. It's like a hand for a cat, but it looks like this. A cat looks as paw. Now, yeah, you remember I said it says in a pronoun, right? Yeah, that's right. It's another contraction. Licks its paw after dinner. Good for you. And the final one, it's a matter of principle to always tell the truth. Was that my high school principal? I don't know. Let's think about it. And once again, Mrs. Sagania, you are a great vice principal. I love you. Hope you're still around. Principle. Remember we talked about moral, rule, or law. Morals, right? Truth is a moral. That's why. So it's not the principle for high school. It's those laws we talked about. Well, you know what? You did pretty well. 5 out of 5. Well, some of you probably didn't catch it. So then you're going to have to do what? Go back to the beginning of the video, look at all of them. Some of them are right here, and then go and try this again. And you know we have a quiz for you to do. But before I get to the quiz, I want you to do homework. Like I said, I do it when I teach students. Homework's important because it helps you get a deeper understanding of what you're learning. So you don't have to keep learning the same lessons again, but you can get better and learn even more in the future. So in this case, your homework is to find 5 more examples, go do the quiz, and right there, or even at the end of this video, you can leave a comment. And I've actually read some of your comments, and some of you guys have done really well in answering, you know, or following the homework I've given you. You've actually done it. Congratulations, good on you. And it's been so good that I've noticed other students have gotten in and made comments about what they've done. So great, you guys are expanding your English. I like that. Anyway, This video has gone on long enough, so let me just say this. Go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can find our quiz, latest videos. Don't forget to subscribe. Now, when you do look around, there's going to be a subscribe button, and there's something, an important thing you must remember. There's a bell. Press that bell, and you'll get the latest videos, like this one, come right to you when you want it. When we put it out, you'll get them, mine and others. Anyway, once again, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye, 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 right? Yeah. Backstreet Boys? No? Okay. Check it out. See you.